Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. G'day, everybody. Strawny and chiseled to get you out of bed this morning. And that is Bow River at 5:08. G'day. Mostly sunny today. Only a slight 20% chance of a shower in the north and around 27 to about 33 degrees for today. Hope you had a good Monday. I certainly had a catch-up sort of day yesterday after heading to Sydney for the weekend. And, yes, I had to have a little nap in the afternoon, but it was just so beautiful in the late afternoon. And I got out down to the water. It was just magnificent. And the water temperature, that's got to be about 22, 23 degrees at the moment. Major news stories of the day today. We have a big domestic violence package announced by the government. And also, bushfires are still ravaging Victoria and Perth's northeast. There's more about that coming up in our news service with Hannah this morning. And locally with Lee, some really good news. Remember yesterday we were talking about the Maxville gift in danger of not going ahead this year because of lack of numbers for helpers with the committee? I know our good mate Owen Rushton was in contact with Lee last night, and a new president has been elected, Stephen Daly. A new committee formed, and they're now moving forward to the running of the 66th Maxville Gift. The committee discussed some changes that could make the event even bigger and more successful, which is great news. It is a great weekend in Maxville, the weekend of the Maxville Gift. Also, police need assistance to identify a male in relation to a fraud offence that occurred at a fast food outlet in Kempsey in January. Lee will have further details with that. Moriah River Road to be sealed if the state government wins the election. Also in sport, Ian Chappell believes the national selectors have a hell of a headache given its limited overs. Captain Aaron Finch is sinking deeper into a batting slump. And a wild card system that may see 10 teams in the rugby league finals is being floated. You'll hear more about that and see more about that across the day today. Locally in sport, in talking about, indeed, the festival of the Maxville Gift, in athletics, huge weekend coming up in Port Macquarie. The running festival's being staged. My good mate Bennett Powell sent me all the info. And we're going to try and catch up with Charlie, too, later on in the week to talk about a great program to help Indigenous runners, too. At this stage, the festival will see some 2,000 runners taking part this weekend in the 21.1 half marathon, the 10K and the 5K. There's also a kids race on the Saturday. We'll talk more about that later. On the show today, plenty happening, including day two of the Footy's Backpack, thanks to Harvey Norman in the Port Home Zone. The NRL quiz coming up. Now, if you can identify our rugby league caller, I will whack you in the draw to win this marvellous weekend of round one of the NRL with the footy indeed back as Triple M rocks the footy. First weekend, the Premiers, the Roosters face South at the iconic SCG. We have your backpack with the Triple M merchandise, with a footy, with a double pass to the game and with overnight accommodation in Sydney. All right, that coming up. Also, what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy for Holiday Coast Credit Union. We're going to also catch up today because we'd love you to register for the big conference, the Omni Conference, to help out those people that are living with or taking care of people living with dementia. And we're going to talk to Cara Nicholson, Omnicare's Community Development Officer, about that today. You can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of daytime television icon Mike Walsh, John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and tennis player Daria Gavrilova. That is what's on Strawdy's Brekkie Show today, thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo.
Across the Mid-North Coast,
Strawny for breakfast.
Yeah, 13 27 10, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where you can also subscribe to our daily catch-up podcast. It's 12 past 5.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Classic Cactus. Today we take you back to the days when Tony Abbott was our old-fashioned PM and Cardinal George Hell was his special friend.
On Cactus Island Television, episode 2 of our Edwardian period blockbuster, Downton Abbott.
Look, Pass another cucumber sandwich, Mrs. Abbott.
Look, as you please, Mr. Abbott. But don't forget how cucumber increases your bile and makes you so negative and irascible.
Look, Tommy Rot, little woman, it's nothing a nice long ride on my penny-farthing velocipede won't fix.
Forgive my insolence, my husband. I'll change the subject. The Royal Commission into Child Abuse. What is your assessment of the terms of reference?
Look, the what?
The terms of reference for the Commission. Surely one has perused the document.
Look, no.
I fear my husband has forgone his reading duties.
Look, no. Look, I don't have time to read. I'm far too busy doing very important things for the people of the nation.
Oh? What things, pray tell?
Haven't you got ironing to do, little woman? Idle hands make the devil's work, not idle eyes.
Yes, my husband.
God bless you, Mr. Abbott, Mrs. Abbott.
Look, upon my soul, it's my good friend Cardinal Held.
Thou may kiss my ring. Bless you, if it's one thing I like, it's a clean ring.
And what brings you down from thy ivory pulpit, Your Grace?
I want Mr. Abbott to oppose the Royal Commission's plan to invade the privacy of the confessional box, thus stopping our protection of wayward priests.
Look, I'd love to help, but I'm afraid it's not safe for you to be here. We've got consumption.
What?
And there's a nest of killer wasps in Mrs. Abbott's bustle, and, oh, look, I've got rickets. Look how bandy my legs are.
Oh, come now, my child.
Get out. Go on.
I fear you overdid the cucumbers big time, Mr. Abbott.
Look, no. I may not read much, but I can see the writing on the wall for him.
Quite so, Mr. Abbott. Quite so.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yes, and the man just about to bait his own hook. The great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
I can't see you. Are you there? I can hear you.
I'm over in the corner there. Can you see me over in the corner?
No, I can't.
I'll put your cigarette lighter on.
Too dark. Too dark. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I've got to say, though, we're in the water late in the afternoon yesterday. Bluey, that's got to be 22, 23 degrees, hasn't it?
Yes, it's lovely and warm, isn't it? Yes.
Just amazing. Now, we've got rising tides again this morning. We know that's your favourite. Sadly, though, the nor'east is going to get a gallop on. And tomorrow, Bluey, they're saying the northerly tomorrow could hit 30 knots. And all this coinciding with the Woolgoolga fishos out this weekend. It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very incredible. But, it looks like we'll have a reasonable day. I think that the northeast may be after lunch, so we might get the morning session in.
Yep.
So we'll head out the estuary this morning, and we'll try for a brimmer or a blackfish on prawns.
Okay.
Now, I've got results through from the Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. They had their monthly comp on at the weekend. They did quite well, too. The D3 boys got a bunch of few fish. Snapper, the three-quarters of a kilo. Pearl perch, around the 850 grams. Spotted mackerel, the biggest one, went 5 kilos. Venus tush fish, 1.4 kilos. And some the tailor, most of them just under a kilo. Brim to 900 grams. Dusky flathead, biggest one, went 1.4 kilos. And the whiting, all around the 350 grams.
All righty. Well, that's a pretty good report, Bluey, eh?
Yes. So they had a pretty good weigh in. They'd been doing pretty tough up there with these northeasters, and they were happy to get out for the weekend.
Oh, that was good. That was good. And what about what's being floated, Bluey, for the footy? We know it kicks off on Thursday night next week. But what about the top eight with a wild card? Top six go through, but seven and eight play off in the two wild card games. What do you think of that?
Oh, I'm excited. Anytime you get an extra couple of teams into the finals, it's cool. It's going to make it interesting.
Yes.
Gives me West Tigers a better chance, doesn't it?
You reckon you scrape in at 10th?
Well, we always get 9th.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, also, yesterday in the Mr. Goldfire Maiden Plate Race 5 in Coffs Harbour, we tipped the Quinella at least, Bluey, which paid $3.10. Everard won. It was the favourite. But paying $1.70 was Go Daddy Go. It finished second, Bluey. So there you go. What about that one?
I can't believe the amount of seconds we're getting at the present moment. We've got to get a winner soon.
Yeah, but someone said to me the other day, Strawn, you and Bluey, any more seconds and you'll be a minute.
That's what's happening at the moment, of course. That's right.
Jeez, I tell you what. But anyway, it was 14, Everard paying $1.35, beating GoDaddy. We reckon it was Ray Maher's horse from the GoDaddy ads on the television. But anyway.
That's right.
We got another second.
Down the bar
there. Yeah. Now, club's out this weekend. We know the kiss of death is out. The winds are going to 30 knots tomorrow. I can't believe it.
Yeah, the Wilga Fish shows are out this weekend. 1 o'clock weigh in back of the Bolo with the barbecue. And also the Lyland United Services Fishing Club, they're also out this weekend. It's a 1 o'clock weigh in. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock, also at the rear of the clubhouse.
All right, Bluey, that sounds pretty good. I can just see a little bit of colour coming out on the horizon, but I think the official sunrise is about 6:40 or something like that this morning. So
getting close to 7 o'clock.
I know. Oh, geez, wish they'd stop it. Sunday morning, the 7th of April, is when we'll change over, Bluey. So there
April.
You go. In April.
I'm not, April.
I know, it's not a month and 2 days. Can you believe it? A month and two days? Anyway, all right. You keep your miner's lamp on, and we shall talk to you same time tomorrow. You're heading out to the estuary today before the nor'easter gets up.
Yeah, out the estuary, try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
On the mid-north coast today, mostly sunny and a top of 29. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The Mid-North Coast Police District have released an image of a man they'd like to speak to regarding a fraud offence. The crime was allegedly committed on January 26 at a fast food outlet in Kempsey. Contact the authorities if you know where he is. It's now looking like the Maxville gift could survive to a 66th year. At last night's Last Chance Committee meeting, a new president in Stephen Daly was elected, along with a new committee. They're now able to move forward and ensure the race, slated for the second weekend of November each year, will be bigger and better than ever. The Maxville gift's seen hundreds of thousands of dollars given back to the community over its decades of existence. State governments have committed to sealing the Maria River Road. It's in desperate need of repair, with local residents even needing vehicle repairs caused by the poor surface in the past. Roads Minister and Oxley MP Melinda Pavey joined by Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams for the announcement, who says locals have called for the work to be done for many years.
We've listened to our constituents about the state of this Maria River Road, and we're really pleased to be able to deliver this upgrade in the next term of government to ensure that the local community maintains good all-weather access to towns, jobs, schools and hospital facilities.
The group New South Wales Farmers has welcome news the drones will be included in the Quad Bike Safety Improvement Program, providing rebates for the purchase of new drones after recognising their potential in enhancing on-farm safety. The announcement of another $2.8 million for the QBSI program includes the new rebates, as well as $1.25 million to continue the Quad Bike Safety rebates for another 2 years. President of New South Wales Farmers, James Jackson, says while they're not a common farming tool just yet, farmers are starting to see significant potential for drones to replace other tools and vehicles for tasks like checking fences, dams and stock, silo inspections, weed control and sheep mustering. Now to sport. The final round of the Hastings River District cricket competition has wrapped up, leaving Camden Haven as the minor premiers. That's despite a shock loss on the weekend to Wauchope, who set a target of 139 at Laurieton Oval. The home side then bowled out for just 102. The result sees Wauchope finish above the Port Pirates, who chased down Port City League's Magpies score of 161. And Macquarie were the only favourites to win on the weekend. They wrapped up second in style with a massive 136-run triumph over Beechwood. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light northerly wind blowing already, so that means those northern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. Although I'd even check some of those open beaches that early to mid-morning surf. We do have a northeasterly swell, wave sizes around that 4 foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. We do have a high tide around 9 o'clock this morning. Low tide is around 3:30 this afternoon and the water temperature is around 20 to 22 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Celebrities across the music and entertainment industry have paid tribute to the Prodigy's Keith Flint after news broke that the star had been found dead aged 49 yesterday. There were no suspicious circumstances. Also, Luke Perry, who we reported yesterday from 90210, had suffered a stroke. This morning it's been revealed that sadly Luke has passed away. And Scottish duo The Proclaimers are returning to Australia in May for a national tour with shows in Toowoomba, Brisbane, Caloundra, Newcastle, Sydney, Melbourne, Geelong, Adelaide and Perth. Did you know it has been 32 years since Scotland's finest Celtic soul brothers, Craig and Charlie Reid, a.k.a. The Proclaimers, emerged?
You look forward to the experience. You look forward to it every time you do it, get the crowd reaction and hopefully play it well. That's, as long as you've got a place where, as long as you can hear it, you think you're performing to your best and you've got a decent crowd in front of you, whether it's a small venue or a medium size or a stadium, it doesn't really bother me. As I say, as long as you can actually hear what you're doing, you think you're actually communicating.
I have no idea what they just said, but gee, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Triple M and the Footy's Backpack. Day two for Harvey Norman coming up next hour. You might be off to week one of the NRL in Sydney as Triple M rocks the footy. It is Warm Ride there by the great Graham Bonnet.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
7 to 7. Now, Lee, because you are of the younger generation, do you still call the bonnet, or what do you call it, the hood?
The bonnet.
The bonnet. You call it the bonnet, Graham Bonnet?
Call it a bonnet, yeah.
You call it a bonnet.
Probably a hood more so, but don't ladies wear bonnets?
They do, yeah. A hood in the hood, yo. That's what we're doing. We're rapping.
I'm not in the hood.
Yeah, I'm not in the hood. Okay, what are the papers saying today, champion?
Yeah, mate, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline is Anzac Pay. Bureaucrats have outraged veterans by charging them thousands of dollars to close roads and intersections for Anzac Day marches this year. RSL officials have been told by local councils and Transport for New South Wales officials the money must be paid for traffic management plans for dawn services, with some costing up to $5,000. As well as that, ALP official facing child porn charge, an ALP branch president has been charged with producing child pornography in the Philippines and importing prohibited material into Australia. That's Peter Andrew Hansen, 61-year-old, recently the Cabramatta ALP branch president, and was once a local Labor candidate as well. In the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, State Banks on $90 billion splurge. The Berejiklian government says its infrastructure plans will be crucial to the state's prospects, as new Treasury figures show that major projects will support more than 100,000 jobs a year over the next 4 years. Mystery of missing narcotics kingpin as well. Questions have been raised about the merit of electronic bracelets after the disappearance of an alleged drugs boss while on bail. And Kurdish fighters take back your jihadists. US-backed Kurds who are fighting the disintegrating Islamic State terror group in Syria have pleaded with the Morrison government to repatriate and prosecute captured Australian jihadists.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now, locally with you, this is a really good news story. I know you spoke with our good mate Owen Rushton from Barrowville yesterday about the Maxwell gift. There was a possibility it mightn't happen. The meeting went well last night.
Yeah, absolutely. So I received a happy text message from Owen last night talking about it. So as a result, renewed hope the Maxwell gift will remain the state's oldest foot race. At last night's meeting, the new committee was formed and a new president was elected in Stephen Daly. That means work can now get underway to ensure the 66th edition is better than ever, so more money can hopefully be raised for the community. Over the 65 years it's gone ahead, it's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the hospital, churches, local community groups. It's just one of those great community events that everyone in Maxwell gets around, so may it continue long into the future.
That's for sure. The parade and everything, just so much fun, always is. Good on you, Lee. That's good news. You'll be back with a full look at that coming up at 7 here at Triple M. Marina's got the traffic for us next. Now, it's very rare on this show that Mr. Producer and I are ever serious, but we are going to be serious for a little bit and then we're going to lighten it up. Yesterday, we both got some really sad news that Graham Greenwood had passed away. Now, if you've heard us talk about the Admiral, that's who we're referring to. He gave me my start here 30 years ago, and I think, Mr. Producer, in 1991?
Yeah.
Was it 91?
He offered me a position here as well.
Yeah, and he was a radio pioneer, but more than that, he was just a really kind, gentle person. And I got to see him on Sunday. But at 5:15 yesterday, he left us. And what a great legacy he leaves. And I thought you and I would talk about some of the fun things and great memories we had of had a Graham, and, gee, what was I going to open with? Crikey. Or getting the licence. I mean, not many people... We had our big wigs in town last week. Mm-hmm. That feeling when we got the supplementary licence for 2MC to launch Rocks FM, which is now Hit FM up the hallway.
Yes, when we originally were still 2MC on the AM dial.
That's right, yeah.
And we got the FM licence to launch an FM station here on the... A commercial FM station here on the Mid-North Coast. It was absolutely a huge event.
You remember, it was at Sales, the inquiry there. Remember mm-hmm. there? They had a hearing and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, and people probably don't realise it back then. Then too, it wasn't just a case of granting a license. There was so much you had to jump through and prove that you were fit to be able to hold that license and ensure that it was right for the community and everything like that. So they put a huge amount of work into it before actually getting that license granted.
Yeah, and it was the celebration afterwards was just amazing. But he taught us a lot. You and I were very lucky to have someone like him who actually, when you look back on it, Mike Willis's death on Friday, Graham built Today FM for Lawsy, Willisy and Graham Kennedy and then went on to manage it. That is just amazing when you look back on it in the formative stage of the history of radio itself.
Yep, absolutely. And of course, he was known as the Admiral because of his love of his boats.
Yeah, he sailed around the world and he used to live on a boat in Sydney Harbour and he lived a bit on a boat up here as well. A couple of funny stories I can remember. Now, when you own the radio station, you can play what you like. Do you remember how he hated Bobby Goldsborough and that story, Honey, about the woman that dies?
Yes.
I remember one day, he must have heard it. He's coming and goes, Strawn, you just played that song, Bobby Goldsborough. Where is it? I said, it's here. He went down the back and there's a canal at the back of the radio station. He threw the cart into the canal. We are never playing that song again. He hated Bobby Goldsborough. And the other one about technical stuff, obviously being a technician, and he was holding off, do you remember, getting the 2MC transmitter at Green Wattle Creek across from the golf club air conditioned for Daryl? And we got hit by lightning one time, and Daryl had taken about 4 hours to solder all these wires back together. Now, this could be the scene in a movie. He's soldering the last two wires, and he feels a drip of perspiration coming down his forehead.
Onto his nose.
Onto his nose, and then bang, and it blew up again. And then that was when Graham finally relented and said, no, Daryl, you can have the air conditioning.
Mm. And, of course, back in the day, too, we used to have our weekly catch-up after work with for drinks. And he was known
Peg
as,
night.
And he was known as the FPP.
Yeah, fit and proper person. Now, just on that, too, I want to bring something up. We've just got to make sure this is in the right context. January here, no one ever got time off.
Correct.
Sundays we would do beach days up and down the Mid-North Coast until we got sick of giving away push bikes to kids from Blacktown.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
The family fun days and all the scaffolding and things that we'd take down to the beaches.
The famous Gut Muldoon and the scaffold and the A-team and all that. But one I remember, the final one we had, which ended up at a big barbecue at my place, we were at the old sandcastle and you and I threw him in the pool. And he came out. Remember, he had those blue glasses, but he only had one lens.
Yes.
And he tried to nick off from there, and we wanted him to come to the party. Now, you and I, he used to live in a little flat, and I think it was three floors up. You and I were yelling out at him, come on, Admiral, kick on with
salary.
Us. And what did he do? Tell everybody what he did. The only thing he could do to discourage us.
He threw celery at us.
The only thing he had in the fridge was celery sticks. He's going, listen, you blokes. Just nick off.
Yes, and of course we also couldn't forget too very quickly his the Jolly Green Giant, green sailing boat that we'd sail around the Hastings River on, and I think you put one or two green pinstripes on the sides of other yachts over the years.
When you look back on it now, I mean, it's a different time. But we were in those Thursday sailing comps and there'd be people out in the other boats with gloves and you wouldn't hear a sound and they're looking at the breeze. And when we'd tack, all you hear was the clank of the empty bottles.
You're rolling from one
side to the other. They were funny days, but you and I in particular were very, very lucky that we crossed paths with the Admiral, who had been dealing with Parkinson's for the last 16 years of his life and was virtually trapped in that body for the last couple of years and was really battling hard. He had a brilliant mind. He was quite athletic, actually. He used to love his sailing and his kayaking and that, and...
but he also he loved broadcasting.
He loved broadcasting,
and he was a great mentor for both you and I and a lot of other people.
And for localism,
he passed on a lot of wisdom to us that I know will stay with me for the rest of my career. That's for sure.
Yeah, me too, me too. So anyway, that's why. We're a little bit sad today, but, we're also feeling very blessed as well. Now, details for Graham's funeral haven't been released as yet. As soon as they are, we'll let you know about it. But, he was a great man and built a great radio station and has a place in history, that's for sure. In particular, celery throwing.
Triple M rocks the footy in 2019. To celebrate, Strawny's giving you the chance to win the footy's backpack.
Unbelievable!
A double pass to the opening round Rooster South's game at the SCG. Overnight accommodation, an NRL footy and Triple M gear. All you've got to do is tackle the NRL quiz. The footy's backpack is the green light in the bunker of life. Powered by Harvey Norman, your computer and technology superstore in Port Macquarie.
Yes, and here to play today. First up, he's rung every day today. There's one thing he is consistent, and he has a phone line that seems to get through all the time. Barnsley, good morning.
Good morning, Shorty.
How are you, champion?
Yeah, good, thanks.
All righty, here we go. Now, this is the NRL quiz. Who is this legendary NRL commentator?
Last tackle, the ball to Girdler. It's been played out. The ball's been kicked through. Fittler's going to dive on the ball and give it straight away to Byrne, who streaks down the field. He's only got Sattler in cover. Byrne and Sattler, a great race. Sattler, a try-saving tackle that could turn the match. That's the greatest covering tackle I've seen in 20 years of broadcasting in a pressure match like this.
All right, who was it?
Yeah, it's Ray Rabbits Warren.
No, it's not, Barnsley. I can't believe you just said that. Okay, we go to Tony in Port Macquarie in the caravan park. He tells me, g'day, Tony, how are you?
Hello, Mark. How are you, Jerry?
Good, mate. You've been down the amenities block yet, Tony?
I've been the scene. I met you once before down ages ago, my nickname statue.
Okay, good on you, statue. All right, now, I can't believe Barnsley got that wrong. Who was that?
Ray Hadley.
It was Ray Hadley. Of course it was. Do you know how much pain that is for me to listen to? To listen to that? The Panthers, they killed us. Yeah, it was a great game, though. And Penrith, they were just brilliant, that game. It was one of the best grand finals, even though we lost. Tony, you're in the running now Friday to pick up the footy's backpack. You get the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of all the merchandise. You get your footy in there. You get two tickets to the Roosters Rabbits at the iconic SCG, $2.1908 clubs.
I'd love to get them, mate. I would love to get them. I'm a rooster till I die.
Oh, good on you, buddy. Now, you're also getting an overnight accommodation for you and your best friend as well. Tony, you hold the line in the caravan park. He's already been to the amenities block. That is the footy's backpack for Harvey Norman for Tuesday. More tomorrow here at the M's. Go, you good thing.
Across the mid-north coast.
Strawny for breakfast. Feels good.
Triple M in North Coast, it is Strawny for Brekkie and the sensational sound of Summer Love by Sherbet, and it certainly is summerish today. Can you believe it? Tomorrow we're going to reach up to about 35. Wow. 10 past 8, let's try and give away this cash.
Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, away we go. 13, 27, 10. Let's see if we can give away the cash-a-roo. And let's go to Belangri and say a very good morning to Julia. How are you, Julia? How are you, my dear?
Yeah, good.
That's the way. You know how this works? Very simple. Just spinning up your birthday will secure you the cash. What do you hope the number lands on, Julia?
27.
27. We're going to hope for 27. Okie dokie. Here we go. 27 for Julia. Come on, 27. Okay. Well, one out yesterday. Come on, 27. Oh, no. 24, Julia. I've been up and down, three up. I can't give you the cash here, but what I can do is whack you in the draw at the end of the month for Christie's magnificent prize of the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies. Sorry, Julia.
No worries, thank you.
I've just hit myself on the side of the head, all right? So I thank you, Julia. Now, other birth... I can't believe I did that. Other birthdays today include happy 70th birthday going out to Elaine Witters of Kempsey. Good on you, Elaine. Congratulations. Love from children Norman, Richard, Renee, sister Raylene and extended family. Elaine, we want you to have a great day today. Now, people like Elaine, who's turning 70 today, are sharing their birthdays with daytime television legend Mike Walsh, John Frusciante from the Chili Peppers and tennis player Daria Gavrilova, all born on this day, March 5. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Shorty for Brekkie. Yeah. Brian Ferry, let's stick together. Marina with the traffic, not far away, and then we go to the newsroom. Hey, last hour, I made a comment about Moriah River Road being sealed if the state government wins the election. I thought it'll be a little bit controversial. I'm a bit sixes and sevens today. I'm not quite with it, so I will say that. That is great news. It's the Plumber Road that may be a little bit of a problem with the surfers in the area. So I do apologise. We love money falling from the sky. And Moriah River Road, yeah. How many people have done damage to their cars on that road over the years after a flood or, you know, just natural wear and tear? It's good news. Good news.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. After you've been in your boat ride.
Oh, it's amazing. And speaking of water, Strawny, swimming the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street. And if you like dancing, get along to Zumba dance classes there every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions. You've got 10 o'clock in the Wool Shed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the Large Conference Hall, which is a medium to high-impact class. And I have to mention too, Strawny, coming up at Sales Resort in March 28 and 29, there is a two-day conference. It's the Red Conference about practical dementia, Strawny.
Yeah, it is, and it is a growing issue around the Mid-North Coast. And here to tell us more about it is Cara Nicholson, Omnicare's Community Development Officer. Good morning, Cara. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Look, put simply, we do have a high rate of dementia on the Mid-North Coast. There are lots of people living with dementia and caring for people with dementia. Cara, tell us about the conference. I know you'd like the people to register early. What can they expect?
So the conference is, as we've discussed, over 2 days, the 28th and 29th, and it really is a practical work conference that will allow people to have a better understanding of what dementia is. There's a lot of misunderstandings around dementia, and so one of the great things about the conference is that it will tackle the stigma that's often attached to a diagnosis and show people that it is possible for people diagnosed with dementia to live well with dementia.
Yeah, just on that too, we know it is right at the heart of people's families. One of your special guests is the keynote speaker, Leslie Palmer. Can you give us a bit of a background on Leslie? Because it's quite an impressive resume.
Yes, we're very excited to have Leslie come to our conference. So she works for Stirling University in Scotland, their Dementia Services and Development Centre. And she is the chief architect for Stirling University and has over 14 years of practical experience in that architectural industry. And she's also been the co-founder of Idris, which is a really exciting app which looks at the built environment for the home and also for public spaces and how we can improve those spaces to make them more dementia-friendly and more enabling for people living with dementia.
Yeah. Also, Carol, I love it that it's not just a talk. There are actual workshops people can go through on those 2 days as well.
Yes, definitely. In the mornings on both days, we have a range of speakers that everyone will attend. And then in the afternoon, we really get to break into smaller workshop groups and discuss a range of different topics, right from grief for carers through to Montessori and Wiser principles, which is something that we run here in our day centres. We have a range of creative arts workshops. We have painting, drawing, drumming, and a whole host of other really interesting topics.
Excellent. Now, Cara, if people are listening to this, they'd like to come along, what do they do?
Very simply, jump on our website, which is red.omnicare.org.au, and you can have a read of the program of events over the 2 days. And I will also mention that we have a masterclass with Dr. Cameron Camp, our second keynote speaker, and that masterclass is on the 27th of March at Westport Club. which is we're very excited, obviously, to have Dr. Cameron Camp come back for this second conference and to have him hold this masterclass, which is a more intensive session, being the whole day with Dr. Cameron Camp. And so, yeah, if you'd like to know more about what's being offered at the conference, jump online and you can also register there or give me a call if you have any questions.
Good on you, Cara. Thanks for joining us, and I'm sure it'll be very well attended. Thanks, Cara.
Great. Thank you.
Good on you, Cara.
Thank you. And if you also have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on.
Thank you, Christy. You boat owner, you. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. That's it for us on the show today. Tom Petty of the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up at triplem.com.au. The podcast is there of today's show. Tomorrow, more of the footies backpack. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Tuesday. Ray after nine.
Making the best of each day.